Thanks for making America Weekend part of your weekend. I am Paul Harris. Our phone number is 855-538-TALK. That's 538-8255 with the area code 855. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll update your latest news, including the cleanup from those tornadoes in the Midwest and a guilty plea on a plot to kill Prince Harry. That coming up at the top of the hour here on America Weekend. But first, technology often gets ahead of the law, and it is certainly the case with drones, or as many people would call them in this country, remote-controlled aircraft. That sounds a lot more like a hobbyist kind of thing. When you think of drones, you think of the ones that are being used by the CIA and the Pentagon overseas. President Obama orders the drone to kill this enemy, to go after this, to spy on this or that. But there are domestic drones as well, and there are legal questions that have yet to be answered about what our rights are when it comes to privacy regarding these drones. For instance, if you woke up in the morning and looked out of your bedroom window and there was a drone with a camera on it pointed at you, would you think to yourself, oh, well, that's okay because we live in the land of the free? Or would you think, hey, this is my property. This is where I live. What are you doing here? You're not allowed to be out there. That's the sort of stuff that is going to have to be dealt with in the next year or two. It is also the subject of a recent talk given by my next guest. His name is Paul Voss. He's an associate professor of engineering at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. Hi, Paul. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, how are you? It's a pleasure being here.
Tell me a little bit first about domestic drones, or as I call them, just remote control aircraft. How prevalent are they, and what are they being used for?
Well, very little in the United States right now. A lot all over the world. These are basically your old-fashioned radio control toys that have more sensors and are starting to do some, you know, incredibly useful stuff in everything from agriculture. Japan, for example, is leading the world in monitoring agricultural fields and you know, selective, very targeted pesticide applications and other things. China and Europe are all moving ahead with this stuff, but we're sort of stuck in the regulatory doldrums here in the United States. So we have not much use of these. The small unmanned aircraft, which is going to be the big the big category of drones, typically are defined as 55 pounds and less. And honestly, some of these things can be all the way down to the size of a bug. You know, little aircraft that have sensors on them that can do useful things, but, you know, there's also concerns and rightful concerns that they can be used for other things as well, particularly that invade our privacy. So a lot of good concerns out there, but unfortunately we're also one of the first times the United States is really sitting in the back seat as a major technology moves ahead.
All right, so let's talk about that scenario that I outlined at the beginning here. Somebody looks out their window and sees a drone with a camera pointed at them. Is that legal in the United States now?
Yeah, and let me just be really clear about this. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a scientist, but I've spent the last year and a half digging through Supreme Court cases and reading all this stuff in grave detail. So I know something about it, but I want to be careful not to overstate my expertise. Here's the deal, and this is a wonderful topic for the weekend when people are out and about in their yards and feeling good about, you know, being what they own. And really, the thing about these drones, the dirty little secret about them is they bring with them when they come down, they bring with them what's called the navigable airspace. This is the federal airspace that's controlled by the, you know, exclusively by the FAA in Washington. And they bring that right down to the ground, as far as any one of us can tell who are looking at this closely. And so what it means is that your backyard and my backyard are becoming public airspace, that from the federal statutes, the public has a right of transit through navigable airspace, meaning that these little drones are, if they meet the FAA safety requirements, they will be free to go anywhere at any altitude. It's sort of a paradigm shift in terms of how we stand out in our backyards and think about them. We no longer own that space. So it's a very big issue that's sort of the elephant in the room that no one's discussing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue, oh, that jet can't fly over my house as it goes from one city to another. I'm not claiming that the airspace around my house goes vertically forever, and I know there have been court cases about that. But I think we would argue, hey, you know what? I'm only about 25 feet off the ground here, and I like to think of this as my personal area.
And that's what we've got to get a handle on in this country. The FAA is rapidly moving ahead, and these are good folks. They're really trying to deal with a very complicated issue, but their mindset is they own everything down to the ground, and that's not what history says. And if you go back, people were really worried about manned aircraft when they started first flying over our heads, and there were huge legal issues about whether these aircraft were trespassing, how low they could fly, issues about people putting cameras on manned aircraft in 1910, and these. So this is a huge issue years ago, and now we're revisiting it at a whole new level. What was established, actually it was the mayor of our town, Northampton, Massachusetts, was Calvin Coolidge, and he went on to become president of the United States, and he was the one who actually signed into law the first federal taking of the airspace, this Air Commerce Act of 1926. And so that was the establishment of the FAA and everything else. That set the limit about 500 feet. Above 500 feet, and if you were in a city above 1,000 feet, that was federal airspace. And below that was for local control and in the hands of the property owners. Came back in 1946. There was a really important Supreme Court case that everyone interested in this should read carefully. It's online, but the U.S. v. Cosby. And I don't want to go into too much detail because we have a short show here, but basically a chicken farmer had bombers flying over his house, and he sued the federal government and won. And there's a wonderful statement in there where the justices really talk about it's the last time the Supreme Court has really talked in detail about navigable airspace, what's public, and where that line is between public and private. But it's at least up to the tree line, up to the top of your trees, and it arguably could be as high as 400 or 500 feet, but it's vague.
I tell you where I'd be worried, and I say this as a member of the media, I don't trust a local TV news crew to get one of these things and start looking around. You know, let's say they're looking for a story about somebody and, they had their camera crew and they're on the street. They would never walk around into somebody's backyard without, well, I wouldn't say never. They would rarely walk around into somebody's backyard without permission, or if the owner told them to get out of there, they would get out of there. But what's to stop them from getting one of these little drones, putting a camera on it, and using it to check out any news scene or suspect's house or anything like that?
We all do this today, right? We have helicopters. We all see the footage. We're used to that. They're up above 500 feet, sometimes as low as 300, but they don't go below that. And now what's new with these little drones is technically public navigable airspace goes to the ground, and so technically they can go much lower. Now, there are privacy laws that kick in. They are weak and uncertain and not something I would want to bank on. I think Justice Sotomayor said it the best when recently, this is a 2012 case, so the trespassory test, she said, reflects an irreducible constitutional minimum for your protections. And so what we're talking about here with these drones is eliminating the possibility of trespassing. In other words, we're saying that public airspace goes all the way to the blades of grass, and there's no such thing as trespassing anymore. And so then all we have to rely on other laws to protect us on privacy. So it's a really big issue. And, from the FAA's point of view, I think, well, they see it easier just to regulate everything the same. They don't want to have, this airspace that's controlled by property owners with maybe little things flying in it that, say, a farmer wants to fly a little thing to monitor their fields. The FAA wants control of absolutely everything. And to the point where those of us in colleges and universities are technically and legally, we can't fly a paper airplane with our students without, if it's related to work or research. That's how serious they are about this stuff. And so that's one of the reasons I've gotten involved, because I really see our, us as a nation getting rapidly behind the rest of the world in aeronautics and it's robotics and all this new technology because of the way it's being approached from a regulatory front. So,
Paul, next time you have your class, screw the government, take them out, make paper airplanes and fly them anywhere you want. I give you permission as an American taxpayer.
Yeah, honestly, they're not going to enforce that, but the line gets really gray once you build anything. And the paper airplane example I heard from one of the top folks in the FAA Standards Committee said, he said, yeah, technically this is last week confirmed that, so I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah, no, I believe you, and I believe that the FAA would eventually worry about that. I worry, however, that they wouldn't worry enough about privacy issues, and we'll have
they're
to see.
They're not allowed to, by statute. They're not their mandate by federal law is to make sure aircraft don't hit each other.
Yeah, well, they're in the safety business, but somebody's got to be in the privacy business and keep their eye on this, and I appreciate your time today, Paul. Thanks for joining me. I got no time, Paul. I'm sorry. This is America Weekend. Thanks for joining me. America Weekend.